phosphoric acid is a rust remover. It has been added to fizzy cola drinks for many years. And we've been drinking it for many years. Now Irish Water is proposing to add it to the water supply in Limerick starting in September. And the reason they're going to do this is to delay the lead from pipes dissolving into the water by making phosphates. And preventing lead release is particularly important for our health, particularly young people. On the other hand, phosphates from fertiliser runoffs into, say, places like Loch Lane and Killarney led to a public warning last week not to drink, fish or paddle in it because phosphates promote toxic algal growth in water. So you'd be wondering, what's the right way to go about this? John Sotto is Professor of Physical Chemistry and Director of the Centre for Atmospheric Chemistry in UCC. John Sotto, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
And good morning to you, Seamus.
So, is this a good move in your view by Irish Water, or is it a retrograde?
I think the first thing is that the Irish Water need to justify why they're doing it. I think they can in many ways, but it would at least stop things like, I believe there's to be a demonstration and march in Limerick at the weekend about the Irish Water plan to add it to the local water supply starting the end of next month. And I think it's important, and that's why I'm here, is that chemists like me and Irish Water itself in particular, and maybe even your local TD with responsibilities for the environment, let the public know of this balance between the potential good and bad for adding phosphoric acid, any additives. And you gave a very good summary of the issues involved there.
Okay, so it's coated, the phosphoric acid kind of puts a coat between the lead and the water, and therefore slows down the release of lead. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's the idea, and it is an idea that's used in Northern Ireland, the UK and Canada. But there are three functions for phosphoric acid and the phosphates that they dissolve into water. But first, as you said, it is acidic and gives the tang to fizzy drinks, but also dissolves our tooth enamel. And then the reason that they're adding phosphoric acid is because the phosphates can coat the lead pipes and they can slow down the leaching out into the water of the lead ions, as we would call them, which then become bioavailable and possibly toxic to the young, as
and,
you said.
And how but long would it take for that coating to build up on the inside of the lead pipe?
Well, initially about a year, and in a minute I'll just mention the relative amounts in Coke and in the proposed Irish Water, and then, if you like, in estuaries where you get the third problem, which you said, which is that there's the growth of these phytoplankton, as they're called, but the algal blooms that might happen. And the phosphate, obviously, is a good fertilizer. And it increases nutrients in the water and causes plant growth. Mm. So Coke contains about 150 parts per million.
Right.
Irish Water are proposing initially for the first year to get that coating process to happen about 1.5 parts per million, and then reducing it once the slowing down of the effect is caused. But the fertilizer problem can kick in at 0.01 parts per million of phosphate to cause the algal growth. And 2 weeks ago, I was on holiday in Killarney, and one of the lakes there was this toxic bloom caused by phosphate runoff from agriculture and sewage.
Okay.
And people were told not to drink, paddle or fish. So it does seem odd that you should do both.
In relation to Coke, I'm just thinking of all these people in Limerick, probably quite a few of them drink Coke. Now, if they drink the Coke, and obviously they have to go to the loo, and that has to be processed and all that, is there a release in any case into the estuary?
I don't know. You'll have to ask the Irish Water about their sewage arrangements. All I know is what they intend to do at the beginning. Of course, the Coke issue, in a way, is a side one, because there's no chance of it acting as a fertilizer in the mouth. The area of concern is in the estuaries. But there was something rather odd that the head of assets of Irish Water said, and this is why apparently they're choosing the Shannon estuary in the first place, is because he says, and I don't understand this, is that it's not sensitive to phosphorus in any particular way in terms of algae. Now, I don't know how that happens, but they should at least justify it. And I think that's my second message.
Perhaps he's referring to the fact that it's tidal and there's a lot of turbidity, not turbidity, I don't know what, a lot of movement of water in and out. So maybe the conditions for algal growth wouldn't be there. Maybe that's what he's hinting at. What do you think?
Yes, I mean, calm conditions also help promote. But nonetheless, having any algae or these phytoplankton, these microbes in the water can be increased, obviously, by adding more nutrients. Now, I think they must have got it right. I assume that they've got it right. But my message is it is up to people like me and them to come out and justify it so that you don't get things like these flashpoints. And Irish Water have got enough flashpoints anyway.
Indeed.
To have a flashpoint for a march and demonstration at the weekend.
Okay. So from the purely scientific point of view, then, is there any danger to the public health in Limerick from this?
That's what they have to assess. That's what I'm saying, is that Irish Water must come out with their risk assessments and to say, at the very least, that they've thought about these problems that start with the chemistry, really, and then move on to the biology, and that they've assessed it as being as good and as fine as in Canada and the UK and Northern Ireland. But they are delaying doing this for a public consultation to the end of the year, and they do obviously recognise that there is an algal problem possibility, because that's why they say that they've chosen the Limerick area.
Mm.
But the heart of this is to improve public understanding of science to everybody. I mean, certainly using phosphoric acid as an additive to water. Clearly, people need to know why that, and it's up to people like me in the universities and institutions, other institutions, to help them. Well, we actually have a web page called crack.ucc.ie, CRAC, and that's got lots of blogs and video casts and things that help people, I think, understand environmental issues like this one and other issues in the air too.
Okay.
So I suggest people go there, but you need to understand the science to unravel what appears, as we've gone through pretty quickly, a rather complicated problem.
Indeed. But what Irish Water are trying to do, obviously, is to prevent the lead from leaching into the water and causing damage to public health by putting this coating on. So they're balancing one thing with the other. But, of course, the obvious thing to do would be, instead of all that, would be to replace the lead piping.
Yes, and that must happen. Really, in the area that you live, you're perhaps a bit luckier than the people in Kerry in some way, is because the issue of the lead dissolving more rapidly does depend on whether you live in a soft area, which is pure, nice, pure,
yeah,
beautiful, Dingle, great-tasting lager, great ice cream, very pure water. But there aren't many ions to compete with the lead dissolving. On the other hand, an area like you live in, or Dublin, which is hard water, has lots of minerals in it containing calcium and magnesium, and you get the scaling, yes, as a problem. You get great Guinness as well. That helps with that process. But that is able to compete with the lead, and so it is a somewhat slower process in hard water areas anyway.
Yeah.
But what I would say to people is certainly get if you've got lead pipes, and Irish Water have done a great job here. A whole set of individual local authorities not mapping the lead piping would have been just not possible. They've done that. They've let people know as well. And people themselves, if they have lead piping, what they should do is to go out and get an accredited chemist to do a 50 euro test to see how much lead they've got.
All right.
But in the midterm, everybody should really replace their lead pipes with UPVC. There are expenses in connected to that, but nonetheless, I mean, that is protecting the health. So in the midterm, for sure, some people, I think Limerick may be one of them, in the short term should do that. But at least Irish Water are trying this process of trying to slow it down in the interim.
You see, to a non-chemist like myself, the bald statement that Irish Water is going to put phosphoric acid into the water supply is actually quite frightening.
Yes, I mean, and that's why I'm on the radio now with you, is to try to allay some of those fears of the public, but also asking for Irish Water to do similar, to really put the public's mind at rest by explaining some of the science and the complexity, because it's the only way forward.
Okay. All right. Fascinating. Thank you very much for talking to us, John Sutto.